when the offense wasn't clicking, we wasn't paying attention to details. And we paid attention to details during practice last week, and it showed up in the game.
What were some of those details? And was it getting out of routes quicker, crisper routes?
Yeah, getting out of routes quicker, turning around, staying on the move when we need to, sitting in the zone if we have to, and catching the ball.
How frustrating is it? I mean, maybe watching the film and knowing that those little things were off.
Oh, it's so frustrating, especially if you lose and you know why you lost, and it's little things that you know you've practiced, you've done it before. That's really frustrating.
One of the numbers I was looking over, and Central Michigan hasn't been flagged yet this season. What does this kind of say to you as a team that they kind of bring to the table?
A team with no flags right now in the season, I would take it they're pretty disciplined.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of challenge do they bring, a disciplined team comparatively to maybe an undisciplined team?
I don't know. It brings a tougher game. Mm-hmm. It'll bring a better game, obviously. If a team gives you yardage, that helps you out. That helps you win. So, if they don't, then I don't know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You were talking about some of the details that you feel that, and which ones would you say got better last Saturday for you guys?
Really looking the ball in, catching the ball, making plays after we catch the ball, things like that, and detailing our routes to our top of the routes, getting in and out quicker, not cheating at the top of our routes, things like that.
One player I want to ask you about is Jordan Cotton, because he's gotten more of an opportunity. I think he even got some looks, had a catch in the past game, and then is now being used on kickoff return for Greg. Just what have you seen from him that's allowed him to get into that position?
Jordan, he's been working really hard over the summer, and he's had a great camp too. So he's been catching the ball. He's just being consistent right now, and he's taking care of his business, handling all the small things. And he has talent. He has the ability. He has the potential to do big things with it. Greg went down in a game, and Cotton was next. His number was called. He was rotating in with Don Shumpert on some series, and he stepped in and made plays happen when the ball came his way.
Now, when you guys have a run play called and you're obviously going to be blocking for somebody, how much does it change when you have a guy like Mark that's back there, is a big, powerful guy, as opposed to, maybe a guy like Damon that isn't as big and is more shifty?
It doesn't matter at all. We don't even know where the ball is. We just focused on our man. We're downfield blocking.